Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Hey, page 35. And it deals with the major topic of Gvinas Akum, the cheese of non-Jews, which was prohibited. If we go back to the Mishnah, In the Mishnah, we had a discussion about the cheese of non-Jews. The Mishnah had listed a whole host of things that, of the non-Jews, you can't get any benefit from them. And then the Mishnah had a conversation about the cheese of the non-Jews. That Amar Yehuda related a story. Rabbi Shmuel had asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were walking, he said, why did they prohibit the cheese of the non-Jews? So he said, because the cheese of the non-Jews is created by putting it into a stomach of a non-kosher animal. So he said, why should that be a problem? The stomach of a carbon ola is worse than a non-kosher animal. And yet we know that what comes out of that stomach, the content that comes out of that stomach, is not so problematic. It doesn't have the status of the ola. So then he said, well, it's because they put the cheese, they put the milk in the stomach of an animal of Avodah Zarah that had been offered to Avodah Zarah. So he said back, so then it should have been prohibited in benefit. So he then distracted him to some other topic. That was in the Mishnah. So now let's start again with those two dots here on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shaul Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel had asked Rabbi Yeshua, why did they prohibit the cheese of the non-Jews? Amar Rav Achadvoy, Amar Rav. So Rav Achadvoy said in the name of Rav.
Why isn't it obvious? It's a kosher animal.
Well, we'll see. Ultimately, there are going to be seven reasons why the cheese of non-Jews is prohibited. But we'll get to it. So, Amar Rav Achadvoy, Amar Rav. Rav Achadvoy is the name of Rav. Halacha. Hamakadesh peperesh shorah niskal. We know that an animal that kills someone is supposed to be killed, and you can't get any benefit from it. What about the excrement of that animal? Somebody who tries to marry a woman with the excrement of an animal that's supposed to get stoned. So is the excrement also prohibited in benefit? He said, no, it's not. Mekudasha, she's married. But perish egli avodas kochavim. But if he uses the excrement of calves that are being offered as offerings to the idols, ain't a mekudasha, even the excrement is prohibited and she's not married. Why the difference? So you buy the same aswar, you buy the same akra. You could say it's logic. You could say the difference is based on a pasuk. You buy the same aswar, you could say it's logic. When you have a calf being offered as an offering to an idol, the guy doing the offering wants that calf to look as prominent and as special as possible. So the bigger the calf is, with the more excrement, the better the offering. So the excrement is part of the offering. But in regards to an animal that killed, nobody wants it to be bigger. Nobody wants it to be inflated. So since the excrement is not considered part of it, it doesn't have the prohibition on it. If you want, I'll tell you it's a verse. Sivach, it says over here, in regards to Avodah Zarah, liyidbak biyad chamuluma min acheret. There can't be in your hand anything from that which has to be destroyed. But it says over there, Sakol Yisakel Ashor, V'lo Yeachel Es Besaro. The ox that kills should be stoned, its flesh can't be eaten. Besaro Asar, the flesh can't be eaten. Apir Shomuter. But the excrement, things that it secretes, that's allowed. Amar Rava, Rava said, Tarvayu Tneinu, both of these halachos are in a Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Midakamarle, when Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Shmuel, what is the reason why cheese of the non-Jews is not allowed? Because they make the cheese by putting it in the stomach contents of a non-kosher animal. by taking some of the enzymes that are in the non-kosher animal stomach and putting that into the milk in order to separate the whey from the curdles in order to make the cheese, the kamahadule. And so, in other words, what comes out of the non-kosher animal is still non-kosher. And then Rabbi Shmuel said back, but if you say that what comes out of the stomach is just as bad as that stomach, v'alo kevas ola chamura, but think about a carbon ola. That's more prohibited than a non-kosher animal, mikovas nevela, because an ola you can't even get benefit from. And nevertheless, the liquids that are in the stomach of the ola are not prohibited. So michlal, so what's the point here? When you have something like a carbon ola, which is something you're not allowed to get benefit from, like a shor haniska, like an animal that has to be killed, that killed somebody, parsharu parshayu, the secretions that come out of them are allowed. So the secretions are allowed. That's why they're not going to create prohibitions to drink those secretions. They're not going to create prohibitions on the cheese that they make. And they wouldn't be included in the animal in terms of being prohibited and getting benefit. You could marry a woman with these secretions.
If you put it in a chazan?
What's that?
If you put it in a pig's stomach? I don't know if it works.
The secretions of the pig's stomach we're suggesting here are different than the pig's stomach.
Right.
What is this? They said put it in the stomach. What does that mean, put it in the stomach?
That's how they make, well, the issue is like this. How do you make cheese? So the way you make cheese is you take milk and then you have to put in some enzyme to separate the whey, the liquid, from the curdles, from the solids.
Correct.
So they used to use enzymes from the stomachs of animals. They used to take some of these enzymes that were there and they'd put them into the milk. And the way they would do that is they'd put the milk into the stomach of a dead animal. And then that would enable the cheese creation. Oh. So we're trying to figure out, right, that was in the Mishnah.
It's like cheesecloth, right? I mean, it's like using it as a cheesecloth, I think.
I'm not sure what that is. But we're trying to figure out what we learned in the Mishnah, that cheese of non-Jews is not allowed. So Rabbi Shmuel had asked, why? So Rabbi Yeshua's initial answer was, because they use the non-kosher rennet, they use the non-kosher enzymes from non-kosher animals, in order to make the cheese. So Rabbi Shmuel said back, but we know that the enzymes of a stomach of Ola is not prohibited. So then why should this be prohibited? So then he said, well, because it's not just non-kosher, it's issues of Avodah Zarah. So then he said back on that too, right? That was all in the Mishnah. He said back, if you're going to say it's Avodah Zarah, so he said, but he said then it should be that you're not allowed to get any benefit from the cheese. You're allowed to get benefit from it. If it's Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't get benefit. So then he spoke about a different topic.
If the animal is kosher, and they don't get benefit for Avodah Zarah from the animal, the cheese is kosher, right? Or it still is not good?
Cheese is kosher in a kosher animal. Yeah, if you take the enzymes of a kosher animal, it would be okay. So let's see here. So we were still discussing. So then when he said, okay, I'll tell you why the cheese is not allowed, because they use the stomach of an Avodah Zarah animal. So then Rabbi Shmuel said back, if that's what you're thinking about in it, in cheese of the non-Jews, that it may have been an Avodah Zarah animal, then he should not be able to get benefit from it. So you see from these conversations, the Avodas Kochavim Aser Parshayu, that the secretions of the Avodah Zarah animal have the status of the Avodah Zarah animal. So that's exactly like the lesson that we just said, the secretions of a regular animal that you can't get benefit from don't have the status of that animal. Because he said by an ola, the secretions would not have the status of the ola. But the secretions of the Avodah Zarah animal would have the status of the Avodah Zarah animal. So 1 second. Let's go back to that conversation in our Mishnah. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say back to Rabbi Shmuel, the reason why cheese of non-Jews is not good is similar to wine of non-Jews. Just like with wine of non-Jews, we're worried about Avodah Zarah issues, that they may have poured some of the wine to an idol. the cheese of non-Jews, the reason why the sages prohibited it is because maybe they put their milk into the stomach of an Avodah Zarah offering, of an idolatrous offering. So you'll say back to me, well, if that's the issue, why did the sages just prohibit eating the cheese? They should prohibit getting benefit of the cheese. But Lehadulei, you should answer him, Yishum Dulei Seli Surah Be'enei. Because since we're worried about the secretions of the Avodah Zarah animal, but the Avodah Zarah animal itself is not in front of us. It's just secretions of it. So if you don't have the item itself, it doesn't create a prohibition of benefit. Think about the fish stew. The fish stew, according to the Rabbanan, the Loas Rubana, they didn't say you couldn't get benefit. My time of wine, because the prohibited matter, the wine, is not in front of you. You can't see it. Amri, so they answered. The reason why that wasn't suggested as an answer was, since if this is in fact the case of what's going on with the cheese, that the problem with the cheese is that there was secretions of Avodah Zarah animals to make the cheese, so the secretions are making something stand, so that, right? Because without the secretions, it would just be a liquid. But through the secretions, it stands. It's a solid. It's a cheese. So then, chashuv le kamad isali sura beine. That's as if you have the item. You can't say that you don't see the item. You see the item. It's making things stand. So that's as if you have the item in front of you. So then, certainly, if you're going to say that the issues are avodah zarah, there should be a prohibition of benefit. So then, isila davar acher. So Rabbi Yeshua then distracted. Rabbi Shmuel, he started to talk to him about a verse in Shir HaShirim. When it says, Kitovim dodecha miyayin, is it Kitovim dodecha? Is it the affections of Hashem, the male in Shir HaShirim? Or is it Kitovim dodayich? It's Hashem talking about the affections of Am Yisrael, the affections of the female, of the Jewish people. My Kitovim dodecha. So the Gemara says, let's go to that pasuk. My Kitovim dodecha miyayin. What does it even mean, that pasuk? For your affections are better than wine. He asked Rav Dimi Amar. So when Rav Dimi came, he explained. Amra Knesset Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people, again, the female, is saying before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Arevim Alai Divrei Dodecha. Sweeter to me are the words of your lovers, Yoser Miyena Shel Torah. Even more than the wine of Torah. In other words, sweeter to me are rabbinic laws, rabbinic enactments, even more than explicit verses in the Torah. Okay. Maishna haikra deshaile. So why, when Rabbi Yeshua wanted to distract Rabbi Shmuel from all of his questions about non-Jews' cheese, did he ask him about this verse in Shir HaShirim? I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, v'itim Rabbi Shimon ben Barami. He was saying, think about the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Yishakeni minishi kos piu." He should kiss me from the kisses of his mouth. Amar le. So he said to him, "Yishmal achi, Yishmal, my brother." Think about kisses. When you kiss, you have to close your lips to kiss. So, chashok svasecha zo bezo. You know what? Why don't you close your lips? Don't keep, you know, rushing, you know, with this question, with that question. Why is the cheese prohibited? Close your mouth a little bit. So Gemara explains, my time up. So what is in fact the reason why he shouldn't be asking questions? So Amar Ula said, V'tim Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, some say it's of Shmuel Bar Abba. Again, the whole conversation was about why did the sages prohibit the cheese of non-Jews? Zera Chadashahi. It was a brand new decree. They had just made the prohibition. And mefakakin ba. Right? When you make a brand new decree, you don't ask questions. First, the decree has to be established. When they make a decree, as we'll see, they don't explain why they make the decree. For 12 months, it's just a rule. And once the rule's established, then we can start explaining why. Because as we'll see, if right when the sages would make decrees, they'd explain the reason for their decrees, you'd have all sorts of smart alecks who'll say, well, I know that reason, it doesn't apply to me. And then the decree would never catch on. So first, there's just a decree. Then you can start understanding why they made the decree. So that's what had happened there. Rabbi Yeshua had just made this decree. He had just made this decree of no non-Jewish cheese. Now Rabbi Shmuel is asking so many questions. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, you know what? Quiet. First, he gave him a couple of answers. He said it was because of the non-kosher rennet, and he said it was because of the Avodah Zarah rennet. And he said, you know what? No answers. Just be quiet. Be quiet, this is a decree. So now the Gemara says, all right, so my exerta, what is the real reason? What is the reason why the sages made a prohibition on the cheese of the Gentiles? All right, we're going to see there are many possibilities. Amr Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Reb Yishum Levi, said name Reb Shimon ben Levi, Yishum Nikur. The issue is poison. We saw earlier that the non-Jews, because they eat shkatzim urmas, and because they eat all sorts of rodents, so they have a lot of internal heat in their body. So snake poison's not as big a deal for them as it is for us. And in general, they're very loose with safety and security. So they would leave their water uncovered, and snakes would get into it. The rabbis of the Mishnah and the Talmud lived in places with lots of snakes. And the non-Jews, they leave their milk out. The snakes get into the milk. The snakes put their poison there. So the non-Jewish cheese might have snake poison in it. It's dangerous for us to eat it. And that's why there was a prohibition, don't eat Gentiles' cheese. So, v'lei malei, now why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say back to Rabbi Yishmael, Yishum Nikur, the issue is poison. I say that. After all, he's telling him all these reasons, say poison. Now, the answer is what we just said. Kedula Zula has explained. Amarula Kazula explained. Kigazri Xerat of Marava. Whenever they make a decree in Eretz Yisrael, Lomaglu Taima Tresa Yarchishasa. They wouldn't reveal the reason for 12 months. Because maybe there are people who don't agree with the reasons. They might disrespect the decree and not keep it. But the real reason is poison of snakes. The God of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I think this is a terrible explanation. He cursed it. El me'ata yavsha tishtari. If that's the case, if the cheese dried out, so then already it should be allowed. Because if there were snake poison, it would never have been able to dry. Or yashan tishtari, old cheese a year old, should be allowed of the non-Jews. Because we know Rabbi Chanina told us, yavish mutter. When you talk about things prohibited because of poison, snake poison, if they're dry already, they're allowed. Because eimani choliyavish, if there had been snake poison in it, it would never have been able to dry. Yashin mutter, if it's old, it's allowed. Sheimani choliyashin, the poison would never have allowed it to age. So we've already seen three possible explanations for why non-Jews' cheese is not allowed, and they've all been rejected. Explanation number one, that there's non-kosher tastes in it. That was rejected, because we see that the secretions of a carbon ola are not non-kosher. Suggestion number two, there's avodah zara in it. It's benefit from avodah zara. That's also been rejected, because then you shouldn't be able to get benefit. You are allowed to get benefit from Gentiles' cheese. Now we're suggesting poison. That's also being rejected, because poison would never allow it to age, and we know that aged non-Jews' cheese is also not allowed. So Amar Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina said another answer. Because whenever you have cheese, there's also some milk in it. And that milk didn't, coagulate into the cheese. And that milk maybe is non-kosher milk. Because when you deal with the non-Jews, not only are we worried about the Avodah Zarah issues, we're worried that they may have mixed non-kosher milk into their cow milk. So here you'll say, well, non-kosher milk's not going to become cheese. Yeah, but you have within the cheese some liquid, some milk. That milk may be the non-kosher milk.
What kind of milk would that be?
Camel milk. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel said a fifth proposed answer. It's not that they use the rennet from the stomach of a non-kosher animal. They actually use the skin, the stomach itself of the non-kosher animal. And they mix the stomach of the non-kosher animal into the milk, and that's what makes it into cheese. So the Gemara says, Hakei v'agufa, but the materials from the non-kosher stomach, namely the rennet, the milk that's on the bottom there, putting that stuff into the other milk to make the milk curdle, shaya would be allowed. That, as we said earlier, is just a secretion. A secretion is not the same thing as a non-kosher animal. So the Gemara asks on about this. Did Shmuel say this? What not? We learned in the Mishnah. Kevas Ovid Kochavim, the milk that's on the bottom of an animal that of the non-Jews, the shel nevela, or the milk on the bottom of an animal, of the stomach of an animal that wasn't given a kosher shechita, arezu asura, it's prohibited. We had a question. Why do you say that the milk of the non-Jew's stomach is different from the milk of an animal that wasn't slaughtered correctly? The non-Jew, he's not going to slaughter the animal correctly. The stomach of his animal wasn't slaughtered correctly. Shmuel answered, Chadak Tani, it's really only one law. The secretions in the stomach of an animal that had been slaughtered by the non-Jew is nevela, is non-kosher, v'asur, and it's not allowed. So you see that Shmuel holds that even the rennet itself in the stomach of a non-Jewish animal is not allowed. Not just the milk, not just the cheese. The Gemara says, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Kan, when Shmuel said that it's because of the that when Shmuel says that the rennet of a non-Jewish stomach is not allowed, was kodem chazara, was before Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind about what's the issue. Kan, when Shmuel says that the reason is that they use the stomach of the animal itself, not that they use the rennet of the stomach, but they use the stomach itself, the skin itself, was liachar chazar. Once Rabbi Yeshua accepted the question of Rabbi Shmuel, who had challenged him from the contents of the ola stomach, and he had accepted that challenge, so then, okay, it's not the contents, it's the stomach itself. Mishnah lo zazamim koma. But the original Mishnah of what was said still stayed, but it's not what's accepted. What's that?
I'm sorry, using the non-kosher animal's stomach as an incubator for the cheese?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Rabbi, the snake poison is not kosher, right? Is that
snake poison in the tibia?
They're worried more about getting killed by it.
I know, but they used to make medicine out of it. That's,
could be.
You know, so like, a Jew's not allowed to take that medicine? Is that what it is?
No, you can take medicine if it heals you.
So
now another proposed reason why Rabbi Yeshua and his peers made a prohibition against the Gentiles' cheese. Rav Malkia Mishmeid Rav Ada Bar Ahava Amar. Rav Malkia said in the name of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, because they use lard, the fat of a pig, to apply a sheen on top of its face. And that's even nowadays, they use lard, the non-Jews, in making cheese.
Which is not eaten, right? I mean, it's like peeled off the cheese.
Yeah, but there is that taste, though. But then there's the fat from it left. Rav Chizda Amar, Rav Chizda said, Mipnei Shemamid and Osa Bechometz. The non-Jews use vinegar, which came from non-Jewish wine, to make the cheese. Now, whatever was non-Jewish wine was prohibited, as we've said earlier, because of Avodah Zarah concerns. So the vinegar also has those prohibitions. Now, the first 3 years of a fruit tree's existence, the fruit of the tree is considered orla. You can't get any benefit from it. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "Mipnei shemaamidin osa b'sraf ha'orla." They use sap of orla trees in order to make the cheese. So now the Gemara says, "Kiman, who's that like? Ki hai tana, like the following tana." Rabbi Elazar Omer ha'maamid b'sraf ha'orla. If you use cheese, you use milk, and you make out of the milk cheese with sap from an orla, usher, you can't get any benefit. Mipnei shu peri, because that's considered fruit, and you have the prohibition of orla. The Gemara says, no, afilu teima Rabbi Yeshua, even Rabbi Yeshua could agree to this. Ad kam lo pligi Rabbi Yeshua leid Rabbi Elazar lebekat for the guza. When does Rabbi Yeshua argue with Rabbi Elazar about orla issues? That's in terms of the syrup that comes out of a tree, whether that's considered a fruit or not. Av lebekat for the peri, but you could have a syrup that came out of fruits of orla, and then moder Rabbi Yeshua, then Rabbi Yeshua would agree that's certainly considered orla, it's considered fruit, and therefore would be a problem if it was used to make cheese. And it's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Amri Bishur, Bishur said, Shamati Beferish, I heard explicitly, Shamamid Bisrafa Alan, that if you make milk into cheese with the syrup that comes out of the leaves of a tree, or Bisrafa Ikarin, or the syrup that comes out of the roots of a tree, Mutter, that would be allowed. But Bisrafa Pagin, if you made your milk into cheese with the syrup that came out of young grapes, Usser, it's not allowed. Neishu peri, because the syrup of the young grapes is syrup of fruits of Arla. And if you use an Arla material to make a cheese, it's certainly not allowed. So we have really a total of seven reasons why cheese of non-Jews... Oh, is Chaim on the phone?
No, I don't have his number. I just sent a...
He just sent a text, so we'll try to call him.
You have his number, Chaim? No. Anybody?
I have it. Here, I'll try to... He sent a text. Let's see, here, 347. Here, I got it. 347-385-1482.
I'm sorry, Rabbi, hold on.
347-385-1482. So again, the oh, great.
Okay.
We got you here. So just to review, the Gemara has said that there are seven reasons why cheese of the Gentiles would be prohibited. The first reason was that to make the cheese hard, they would use the contents of the stomach of an animal that wasn't slaughtered correctly. The second reason is that they would use the contents of the stomach that had been offered for Avodah Zarah. The third reason was that the cheese might have snake venom in it. The fourth reason is that the cheese might have in it milk of a non-kosher species. The fifth reason was that the cheese might be covered with lard. The sixth reason is that the wine vinegar may have made the cheese. The wine vinegar is prohibitions of Yayin Nesach. And the seventh reason is that maybe syrup from Arla, either from an Arla tree or Arla leaves or Arla fruits. If you say that the leaves and the trees don't create a prohibition of Arla, but the fruits of Arla do, that was used to make it into cheese. And now the Gemara asks, according to these last two reasons, Bein Rav Chizda, whether the reasoning of Rav Chizda that the issue is because of wine vinegar, Bein Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, or the issue of Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, that the issue is Arla. So Titzer Bahana, you shouldn't be able to get any benefit from it. So Gemara says, Kash, it's a question. Okay. Going back to the Pasuk, Darash Rav Nachman, Bred Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chizda, said, Ma'ad Chizda, what's the meaning of the verse? L'reach shmanecha tovim shemen turak shmanecha. For the smell of your oils, it's good. Your oil poured out is your name. Lama Talmud Chacham domo l'tzlichos shel paitlon. Why is a Talmud Chacham like this oil that has a beautiful smell? The answer is like this. Megula Reicha Nodev. The Talmud Chacham uncovers his Torah wisdom and he shares it. So then the smell spreads. Mechuse, but if this plate of oil is covered in Reicha Nodev, the smell doesn't waft and no one can appreciate. So if a Talmud Chacham doesn't share his wisdom, so then his smell doesn't spread. Oh, not only that, it's Dvarim Shemechusim Menem Iskalam Lo. If he's a Talmud Chacham who teaches others, then things that he doesn't understand will be revealed. Shenamer, that's what it says, Al-Kein Alamos Ayivucha, Kribe Alumos, the hidden things will be beloved to you. V'lo'od, not only that, Al-Shamal HaChamavas O'avo, the angel of death will love him if he's sharing Torah. Shenamer, it says, Alamos Ayivucha, Kribe Al-Mavas, over death you'll be loved. V'lo'od, not only that, Al-Shamal HaShnei Olamos, we'll get both worlds. Echad Olam Hazeh, Echad Olam Haba, both this world and the world to come. Shenamer, Alamos, Kribe Olamos, he will get worlds. All right, next Mishnah. Now we have prohibitions of items of the non-Jews that you can't eat, but you can get benefit from them. Milk that a non-Jew milks without a Jew supervising. Vapas, and the bread of the non-Jews. Vashemen shalahem, and the oil of the non-Jews. However, Rebbe Bezdino Itiru is Hashemen. Rebbe and his Bezdin permitted the oil of the non-Jews. Vashlakos, and the things that the non-Jews cook, even if they cook it a lot, that's also prohibited. Uch vashim, and things that the non-Jews pickle, like fish or vegetables. Shedarkan lasis lasochan yayin v'chometz. Typically they put into them wine and vinegar to help in the pickling. The taris trufa is a type of like herring, these little fish that are chopped up, and you don't know what fish is there. It could even be non-kosher fish chopped in with them. The tzir and the strong fish brine, shein ba daga kilbis, that doesn't have this little rodent, daga kilbis shotetitzbo, floating in it, because the kilbis grows in the fish brine of kosher fish. So if you have fish brine without daga kilbis, probably it's from non-kosher fish. Vachilak. Vachilak was this type of small fish that we saw earlier called sultanis, which as a young fish doesn't have fins and scales, but as it grows older will get fins and scales. So these are not allowed, because when these fish are pulled up from the river, non-kosher fish are also mixed in with them. The kort shel chiltis, and a little piece of the chiltis fruit, because chiltis they cut up, and with non-kosher knives, so this the non-kosher fat that's on the non-kosher knife will get onto these pieces. Umelach shel kundis, it's a type of salt. Hare elu asur, and all these things are prohibited. But you're allowed to get benefit, you just can't eat it. So the first thing that the Mishnah said was you can't eat milk that a non-Jew milked that a Jew didn't supervise. So the Gemara says, L'may nechlishla, what are we worried about? If we're worried that the non-Jew may have put non-kosher milk there, so what's the big deal? We know the differences. Tar chilva, kosher milk is white. Tame yarik, non-kosher milk is yellow. So imi shumei ruvein, if you're going to say the non-Jew mixed the non-kosher milk in with the kosher milk, and you can't see the colors anymore, so nekum, try to make it into cheese. Damar mar, because we know chalav tar omeid. We know that cow milk can be turned into cheese. Chalav tame ain't omeid, but milk from other things, let's say camels, can't be turned into cheese. The Gemara said, well, that's fine. Eat the kabay legvin. If you needed it for cheese, achanami, you could do that. But when you need it for eating the milk, so then you can't try to turn it into cheese. The Gemara said, why not? Nishkomine klei v'nekum. Take a little bit of it and make that cheese. And if you know that a little bit is cheese, then the rest is okay. It's kosher milk. It's cow milk. So the Gemara says, kevan de betar nami ika nesuvid lo kaimi. Even when you have kosher milk, some of the cheese is not going to become into cheese. It's going to stay milk. And therefore, some of it's going to be a liquid. So then you don't know. You could say that maybe in the milk that's left, there was some non-kosher milk, and that's not going to be able to turn into cheese. Even if you needed the milk for cheese, you're going to have some milk between the holes of the cheese. And over there, maybe there is non-kosher milk. And so that's why you can't, they made a prohibition on the non-Jews' milk that they milk, because they may have mixed non-kosher milks in to that milk. Okay, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi, Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Yisrael, Lefichach Hirbalem Torah, Mitzvah Shemem, Adnei Chafetz Laman Tzidko, Yagdil Terev Yadir.